The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're funny, they're fun, they're entertaining, and every once in a while, you just need to kind of let things go and go, hey, that's funny. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We hope before this show is over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. How about that? We can use life lessons for our faith if we want to. Let's hope we want to. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? So far, we're paying the bill. And then also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow, at the same time, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. That's for sure. We have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen 5 seconds from now. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That process. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want you to let it die of loneliness. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, Terrific T back in the box, so to speak. She's back. So you get to talk to Terrific T, and that's terrific. Yay, you're back. Good to see you. Also, you can text us 214-210-8483 because yesterday it worked. Amazing. 214-210-8483. See, I took the app and I deleted it and then I reapplied it and somehow it works. I don't know. And then also you can email us david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. That's David in front of the @hemustincrease.org sign. Here's the thing. On the website, there are a couple of different things. There's some pictures about us. There's also some clips for encouragement verbally. There's some videos on there. There's a few jokes on there if you can find them. There's a kitchen sink on there. Plus, there's a place to give. And we're the kind of people that are like, hey, if you can give, great. If you can't, we still want to pray the Lord will bless you, maybe put you in a position where you can. But give to your home church first. Give to base first. Give to where you're getting fed the most first. And if you have something left over and the Lord puts it on your heart, then come see us and see what you can do to help out. If not, you can always pray for us. Go to hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All righty. So now if you have a prayer request, a praise report, if you want to answer some Bible trivia, you got something you want to share, we want to do that. We want to give you that opportunity. Keep in mind, this show is about encouraging one another. There are many shows that we have on our station throughout the day and many stations that are not just this station but other places that if you want to have an opportunity to vent, especially on a political side of it, you're welcome to. I encourage you to, by the way. But on this show, one of our big, big focuses is encouraging one another, strengthening one another, and helping one another as we see the day approaching. And that day is the return of Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you. I want to help you get one step closer. Hey, I want to get one step closer. We all need to get one step closer to the Lord. As it gets closer and closer, you want to be firm in the faith, strong in your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, strong in your time of prayer and time of Bible study, your meditation time with God, your service to the Lord, your fellowship with other Christians, your giving, your different places of your giftings where you can use to be blessed other people. We want to be strong in all those things. That's what we're trying to encourage most of all, is you and the Lord tighter and tighter. One step closer is all we say. Okay, so with that in mind, we did the website. We did this. The one thing I do have to announce is that at the end of yesterday's show, CT, we need you. At the end of yesterday's show, I forgot to give the trivia answer. See, you go to jury duty. See what happens here? You see? Huh?
All right. Oh, man.
It's just like we exited the show and I'm leaving and I'm thinking, I don't think we gave the trivia question. So she has a little sign that says trivia that reminds me. I didn't do a good job on that one. Okay, so the question had to do with the prophet Balaam could not see the Lord's angel that the Lord had placed there. The donkey saw him. What is it that the donkey saw that made the donkey stop moving forward? And that was in Numbers 22, 22 through 35, that the angel was holding a drawn sword. So that the donkey didn't want to go forward become chopped meat. That makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know. Call me crazy. All right, we're going to get back into the teaching real quickly, and then in the next segment we'll do trivia and some other things, some prayer requests if you have them. You're of course welcome to call in, you're welcome to text in. Everything seems to be working. Oh, by the grace of God, let it go all day long. Here's a new introduction. We don't have any sound for it, but it's a new thing we're teaching. It's out of the book of Hebrews. Now, y'all know the bad joke, Moses, coffee. How does he make coffee? Hebrews. Okay, nobody's laughing at that anymore. It's so old. That's as old as when the Dead Sea was still sick. See, now that's funny. See how that one was funny? Hebrews chapter 1. Most people are trying to figure out, well, what are you teaching out of? When I'm teaching, mostly I'm teaching out of the Christian Standard Bible. For most of it, on Acts, I'm teaching out of the New King James Bible. And for Psalms, I'm teaching New King James and also the NLT, New Living Translation, NLT. But in this one, this is going to be the Christian Standard Bible. Here we go. It says, verse 1, long ago. It's like a movie. Remember how Star Wars starts? Long ago in a galaxy far away, right? Long ago, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets at different times and in different ways. First opening line of Hebrews. We could spend quite a bit of time. We won't, but it's kind of fun to understand this. In the times past, God spoke to the prophets. He didn't speak the exact same way to everybody. He doesn't speak the exact same way to everybody now in the context that sometimes the Lord will speak to you through his word, sometimes through prayer, sometimes through circumstance. But it is defined that the methodology that he does speak through has one source, and we'll get to that in a second. But long ago, the Father spoke to our forefathers by the prophets at different times and in different ways. In these days, he has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus Christ. Let me just point out a couple things to you real quickly. Back then in the Old Testament, the speaking of God took place mostly through prophets. Now, God did give dreams. God did use kings and judges and use different people at different times to accomplish different things and gave them praise. In fact, God used a prostitute to be a major player for the children of Israel. God spoke in different ways and at different times. Now he speaks through Jesus Christ. And here's something you need to catch. Back then he spoke only through the prophets. Now he speaks to us. Now you hear. Now you're part of it. He's not just using prophets to proclaim Christ. He has proclaimed Jesus Christ to you, and you hear him. So things have moved. One thing we can tell you from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant, we weren't very good at the Old Covenant. The reason that we're better at the New Covenant is God is covering all the angles. That's good, because if it was up to us, we would just make a mess of things. And here is God telling us, hey, back then I was communicating through the prophets, different ways, different times, things came about, but now I'm speaking to you by my son, Jesus Christ. Remember the Mount of Transfiguration? What was said? How that ended up? There was Peter, James, and John. They knew that Moses and Elijah were there. They knew that Jesus was there. They even said, should we build you three tents? They didn't really know what was going on, but they had some sense. When Moses represented the law. Elijah represented the prophets. God comes and says, hey, this is my son. Listen to him. Giving a priority to the things that Jesus has to say to us, the followers of Jesus Christ. It's not that God doesn't use what he spoke in the past to help us. Of course he does. But now, through Jesus, just think about that Mount of Transfiguration. So you have, and I've always loved this, and I actually talked to Dr. Jeffers about this for a little bit. We had a great, like, what we would call a kibitz conversation. So you had Moses and Elijah, right? And Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. You know what they didn't have, Peter, James, and John? A picture of Moses and Elijah. they didn't have a photo. Oh, look, it's Moses. See, this is just like his profile. How did they know it was Moses and Elijah? Okay, that's a whole separate question. Fun question, though. That's one of those things that tell you we'll know each other, especially in the glory. But here's the thing. Over the law and over the prophets is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And God said, this is my son, hear him. And when everything had cleared the dust, who was left on the Mount of Transfiguration? Only Jesus. Wow. He speaks to you. Amen. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's get ready for our first trivia question. Here's our first trivia question. Now, yesterday we did this about angels. You remember that? Well, we're doing that again. I got five more questions that involve angels. To some capacity, one way or another. That's my nice way of saying that. Here is the first trivia question. Elijah was nurtured by an angel after his flight from Israel's evil queen. Who was the queen that he took flight from? Thought I was going to ask you about the angel, huh? You can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483, because by the grace of God, that is working, and I'm very happy about that. The trivia question, Elijah was nurtured by an angel after his flight from Israel's evil queen. Who was that queen? That is our trivia question. In the meantime, we are going to, somebody's calling in already. I love it. I'm not even going to get to the DNA. People are answering all the way across the board. It's got to be Friday, right? Okay. I will tell you, I do need some prayer. So something I talked to Eric about. Eric and I have had some communication. I needed some prayer. I'm praying about the Lord had me write a book a long time ago. I think there's some things in there that I want to change or, you know, kind of redirect. And I'm thinking about doing a re-edit on the book and then releasing the book for free so that anybody can read it anywhere. Just be in prayer for me that if that's what the Lord wants, I'm, you know, responsive to it. And I just need wisdom, you know, just like everybody else. All right, we ready for the trivia question? Ready? Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, guys. This is John.
Hi, how are you, John?
I'm real good, buddy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Wonderful to hear your voice.
Jezebel.
Okay. That's it, my brother. Yes, Jezebel. Wow. Good job. You didn't even wait. That's right, Jezebel. She was the queen that he took off for. And it's funny because he had just had such a great victory, and she just said something, and he just kind of took it and kind of went, ooh. And really felt kind of strange about it. And then, you know, went off unto the Lord. And that's when he found out from the Lord, hey, I got a lot more people that are devoted to me than you even know about. So even if you're a great prophet, you know a lot of stuff, you don't know as much as God knows. That's the big thing.
That's right.
That's right.
And also that ravens are good for something.
Yeah. Excellent point. Excellent. Thank you so much. Great call, by the way.
Thanks, Dave. God bless you, and I'll hear you in a minute.
Okay, you got it. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there we go. We're going to do our DNA real fast, if that's all right. I did find out there's significant news coming on Monday. It's whatever we didn't cover in the whole of society on Saturday and Sunday. So they just tell you on Monday. Did you know that? I don't
really know that. I did not know that.
Yeah, I do. I do hear, by the way, there's one thing I did hear that I think is really important. There's supposed to be a new kind of flavoring for pizza coming out. That I'm interested in. See that? That has merit. That has value. All right, let's do our DNA. D stands for D. Draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. I cannot express it enough that you cannot be a Christian on Sundays and Wednesday nights only. Can't do it. It's just not, it's not workable. That's not true Christianity. I think most people know that. Draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words ever. Let anybody make you ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Their righteousness is not his righteousness, nor will it ever be. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, because that service is a demonstration of your willingness to be submissive to God, to be surrendered to Him, yielded to Him, broken before Him, and also willing to think of others as often as you think of yourself, which would be probably a generally good idea on how to live the Christian life. That's our DNA. Okay, we got our trivia done. Excellent job, by the way. We've got our DNA done. Excellent, excellent work. We're having fun. It's Friday. You should be having a little bit of fun. I want to go back to this Hebrew text. What a wonderful, you guys have to understand how much fun Hebrews is, especially for a Jewish guy like me. It's just fun to talk about and teach. Here we go back. I'm going to go back up to verse 1 and then go through to verse 2. We're not even going to get to verse 3 today. Long ago, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets at different times and in different ways. In these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. It's just so wonderful. God has appointed Him heir of all things and made the universe through Him. The universe was made through Jesus. Now you think, why is that statement in there? The first thing God talks about in the very first verse is how God is speaking. He has been speaking. He is still speaking. He was speaking back then. He's speaking now. He speaks to us through His Word. He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. Speaks to us in community. Speaks to us when we're giving. Speaks to us when we're serving. He does this. If we'll listen, it will be fantastic because He has given us two ears and one mouth, which means we should listen twice as much as we talk just by the testimony of our existence. And then God says this amazing thing through the writer of Hebrews. By the way, the author of Hebrews is going to be either Paul or Apollos or Barnabas or somebody. We're not sure. You can vote for whoever you want. That's fantastic. We'll find out when we get there. In the meantime, this is what verse 2 says. In these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. God has appointed Him heir of all things. Everything? Everything, and made the universe through Him. What I really like about that word universe in the Greek, it does mean universe, so don't let any kind of weirdness come, but it also means ages. It's even more expansive than we would just think of the universe. It's like all of time, all of existence, all of the ages of mankind through Jesus Christ. Now, here's a simple statement, and I'm going to say it two or three times in a row, and I think by the third time I say it, I'll say it good enough where you'll catch what I'm trying to say. The universe was made by God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The universe was made by God. Ready? Jesus made the universe. What? No, watch. This is a lot. It's called logic. You'll see it. The universe was made by God. Jesus made the universe. Therefore, Jesus is God. You see, now watch it. Do it again. The universe was made by God. Jesus made the universe. Therefore, Jesus is God. A equals B. B equals C. Therefore, A equals C. That's the premise of logic. It's the first line of logic. A equals B. B equals C. Therefore, A equals C. The universe was made by God. Jesus made the universe. Jesus is God. And why that's important is because you're not talking about somebody who came to earth, which, by the way, if you just listen to what Jesus said, He said, I'm from above. I'm not even from here. Just like, what do you mean you're not from here? I'm only kind of from here. I'm really from above. And it's like, wow, that's kind of weird. Here's what's important to catch. That Jesus is not just a representative. And you're going to find that's the argument that the author in Hebrews is building up for verse 3. It's not that Jesus is just a rep for God, okay? For those of you that have been in sales and for those of you that have purchased something sometime in your life, you know that there are representatives all over the place, okay? Follow this. Oh, and yes, by Al's asking me, can you also say the Holy Spirit made the universe? Yes, because the Father and the Son and the Spirit are one. And so when one does, they all do. Okay? The difference, the distinctions in them may be to some sense a functionality difference, but never a separate functionality. Everything flows together. It's three in one and one in three. And I always liken this for people because people freak out. People call me David, okay? I have a mind, a heart, and a body. But my mind and my heart and my body do everything in perfect consistency, and I am known as David. And I see the mind as God the Father, the heart as the Son, and the body as the Holy Spirit. So that just helps me get an identifier mark. It's not that I'm going to cram all of the infinite God into my finite mind, but it helps me get it. That's why I pray to the Father in the name of the Son with help from the Holy Spirit. Because it's a union process. That's my take on that. So the idea behind this is to understand that Jesus is not just a rep, and I want to make sure you understand that. You go to a car dealership, who comes out? The car salesman. And not all car salesmen are bad, by the way. Although there are some bad ones. They're not all bad. But they represent the company, right? That's a rep. Hey, when you deal with God, you're dealing with the owner. Not the general manager, not the district manager, not the finance manager. You're dealing with the guy who owns it all. That's who you're dealing with. Okay? I'm just trying to make that big distinction. So when you and I are engaging with Jesus, we're not engaging with a subcontractor. We're engaging with the contractor. Okay? It's not a president of a country. It's the king of the universe. See that difference? See? Well, president's important. Sure. From a human point of view, sure. But the center of the universe is really what's important, and that's where we know that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are. Okay, just saying. Now, the Holy Spirit's here too, but that's a whole separate issue about universal presence and manifested presence. We'll get into another time. Let's go back to the scripture real quickly. Here it is. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. God has appointed him the heir of all things and made the universe through him. Again, as we close it out, the universe was made by God. Jesus made the universe. Therefore, Jesus is God. I'm just going to leave it right there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
The time is over. All of mankind destroying everyone.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Verse 24 in Mark 5, it says Jesus went with them. Sometimes Jesus went there. Sometimes Jesus just spoke the word. Sometimes Jesus went there. It happens in all different ways. I did read this ridiculous thing from this one person who said, you know, Jesus, you know, healed, you know, every single person in the entire community and didn't charge anybody any money. They were trying to make a political argument. And the fact of the matter is he only healed one guy at the pool of Bethsaida, and that was actually a hospital. It's like, what do you guys read this stuff? So this is where you pull back from those kind of things and you go, can we just keep it on track with the truth? It's just easier if you just tell the truth and keep it the way it is and not try and make it fit some kind of narrative. Here's this narrative issued by Scripture itself. Jesus tells Jairus, don't you know, ignore what these people are saying. Don't be afraid. Take a stand. Now, I'm going to read verse 37. You got to catch what Jesus does. Amazing. He did not let anyone follow him in except for Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, why is all this commotion? Why all this wailing? The child's not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. And he put them all out and took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said, Talitha kaum, Talitha kaum. And that means, little girl, I say unto you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. Remember the woman of the issue of the blood was 12 years of the issue of the blood. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and he told them to give her something to eat. Jesus was still ministering to this little girl, even though she was physically raised from the dead. He wanted to make sure she was taken care of. That's how Jesus is, okay? But what I want you to get is Jesus and the disciples and the parents. So they're all there, right? Because you got the parents there as well, right? And everybody's going, she's dead, she's dead, she's dead. And they're making fun of Jesus. What did Jesus do? Kicked him out. You know, for everybody that thinks that everything Jesus did was pull a flower out of his sleeve like a magician and just smiled and gave everybody an air high five, that's not how it went. Okay? They laughed at Jesus, and he put them all out. He took the child's father and mother and disciples with him. What did he do? He cleared the air.